Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Well, we're back. It didn't take long to get the 200th podcast off the ground. Just to give you some numbers, we are cruised past 30,000 downloads, and if the things keep going the way they are, we'll be approaching 50 before long. So, Kim, you're one day closer to that prime rib dinner.
No kidding. My good prime rib dinner. Thursday. Yeah, call in for your prime rib dinner, but call in after me. I want to make sure I get mine. How's that for selfishness? Okay, group, the county, I sent out a brief message just to let you know. The county sent out new orders last night, yesterday afternoon. So the board met today, this morning already, to go over it all. And I've already gotten quite a few emails over conflicts in what you might read and what the order is and what I put out. So let me explain that a little bit. First of all, anything you read in the newspaper from the board's point of view is irrelevant. It has no authority. We don't look at it. We don't even pay attention to it. What we're looking for is the actual order that comes out of the state of California or the county, the signed order by the officer. And you can get those on specific websites, and you know, the County of Riverside website for coronavirus, and get the actual order. I'm going to try by tomorrow morning to put out all the stuff I'm talking to you today about, and I'll attach those orders. I've done that in the past. So hang with me on that. But the newspapers, news releases, they will create conflicts. I'll give you an example. The Riverside County Health System news release, April 29th. Let's see, that's yesterday, states. The new normal in Riverside County will be required social distancing, facial coverings, and other precautions. So summer will only slow down the virus, and we are already thinking about what will happen in the fall. So people are asking me, because it's saying facial coverings are required, except that's overridden by the actual order, which I'll read to you later, which gives the exceptions. Now, we also then get exceptions between one directive and another. So we have a directive for golf and a directive for everything else. We have two different directives, actually. And the funny part was, in talking to one of the attorneys, you could actually interpret one to be, you're going to love this part, these things crack me up. You could actually interpret the golf one to be that the golfer would have to put on a mask when leaving the car, walk across the parking lot, and then take it off when they start playing golf, the entire time while watching everybody else walk around without a mask on. So that's sometimes a little confusing stuff that goes on. So hang in with us. The board has to sit down there and go through that stuff, bless their hearts. So, you know, but what else we got to do? We can't go outside for a while, right? So, so now let's start at the top here. Visitors, there's still no visitors. There's no gatherings of any size in any venue. You may not invite guests to your home. So there's no parties on your driveway. Just because now you can take your mask off, you may not have people over to your house. You can't have a gathering, no parties, which means you're not supposed to be inviting guests into the complex. Now keep this in mind. Hey, so far we have not had a case of COVID to my knowledge. We want to try to keep it that way. Masks coming off, interaction with people increases the chances. Everybody knows that now. This is no secret. Please do your best. We would love to get through this without a case. So take this to heart and be careful. Okay, now what that means is, because we're not supposed to have guests in our homes, the board is going to continue with the fact that there will be no guests for any activity. Didn't make sense for us to say you can't have a guest in your home, but you can invite a guest to play tennis. No, no guests. So please don't invite them. We don't want them in the complex if we can, because they're from outside where maybe they have the virus. The stay-at-home directive is still in effect, but the county basically is redirecting their focus to the state. They're turning a lot of this stuff over to the state, and except for special exceptions, which they print out, we have to now go also look at the state directives in order to know what to do. Now, given that, so tennis, pickleball, golf, bocce, everything, no guests. Gyms may not open yet. People are still asking, oh, masks come off. Can we now open a gym? We'll have reservations like pools. The state and county directive is simple. We can't open the buildings. That's simple. Nothing indoors can be opened. So no card games. Gym's not going to be open. No fitness classes. Nothing in the buildings are opening. So that's no exception. We can't do it. Dog parks, they cannot be open. People are going, well, wait a minute here. Here's why. County has now referred this to the state. The county directive was really specific. The answer was no. The state mandate is this. I'll read it to you. Can you walk your dog? Yes, you may walk your dog, but remember to distance yourself at least 6 feet from other pets and owners. Because the state directive is that you have to maintain 6 feet between pets, we can't open a dog park when you take them off a leash, because I've never seen dogs do that before. The reason they're there is to play together. So dog parks will have to stay closed. Putting greens, the practice golf area, the putting course will all remain closed. Now, this is partly because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, we tried it, and it didn't work. The social distancing didn't work, and social distancing is still in effect. So the board is taking the position, we tried to open the putting greens, the social distancing failed, so for whatever reason, when golfers putt, they gotta be close together, so we're not going to open it. All that will remain closed till further notice. The driving range and the putting green are open only to golfers getting ready to play golf. So you can't go practice for fun. The putting green's closed. But if you're going to play golf, you may then use the range and you may putt before you play. Same rules apply, is that 30 minutes beforehand you show up. Now, on the website, hopefully Gus has put up new stuff. I'm not sure, but, you know, he puts up everything pretty fast. The golf operations checklist, we put up a new one. And basically the difference is you don't have to wear a face covering while you play golf. Now, one of the requirements, though, you're going to like this part. You have to have one. So you have to have one. Nobody's going to check, but I'm just letting you know, according to the directive, you have to have one in your bag. So take your mask and put it in your bag so that you feel good about the directive. And then you don't have to wear a mask, but you have to stay 6 feet apart. Okay, golf rules are the same, except you don't have to wear the mask. I just said that. Look up the golf sheet. Now, masks are required to go into any building. Now, for golfers, what this means is you get out of your car, you're not going to have a mask on, we get that. You're going to come over to the area, and you're going to need to go buy golf balls. You have to put a mask on to go into that pro shop. If you start to walk in there, staff is supposed to direct you to leave. So it's kind of different. You get to keep it off outside, but any building, HOA office, clubhouses, if they're open, you have to have a mask on to enter those buildings. Okay. All indoor activities are closed because of the county order. The only exception for all this mask rule and distancing is outdoor activities. So keep that in mind. It's for outdoor stuff. The county order is still very specific. We're all to stay at home. Pure and simple, the stay-at-home order says, be there by yourself, no visitors. Okay, now, masks for outdoors are not required for residents, vendors, and staff. Now, there was some discussion by board for quite a while based upon different directives and how they work. It was possible that, you know, one interpretation could be that the staff out by the golf course has to wear a mask, but all the golfers don't have to. That seemed a little peculiar to the board. Somebody could interpret, given some stuff, information, that all the vendors, all the landscapers would have to wear a mask, but all the people walking by wouldn't have to wear a mask. Well, that didn't seem quite right. So we went through every activity and in the end said, the only logic we can put to this at the moment is if you're outdoors, you do not have to wear the mask. I do know a news release will say to the contrary. I will read it to you right from Riverside County. The news release will say this. The new normal in Riverside County will still require social distancing, facial coverings. The news release doesn't matter to us. We're reading the directive. Now, let me read it to you just for fun. I want to spend, I got to use up my time here. If I don't spend a lot of time here, Gus bills me money if I go too quickly. Okay. Face coverings must be, this is right out of the order, the signed order. Face coverings must be worn in public settings such as waiting in line to go inside a store, shopping in a store, picking up food at Shadows. Isn't that something in the county? It says restaurant, but I substitute Shadows. Public transportation, taxis, seeking health care, going into facilities allowed to stay open. You must wear a mask. Working on essential job that interacts with the public. So that's where the HOA clubhouses and the HOA office come into play. Now, face coverings, it goes right on to say, face coverings are not required to be worn by people who are at home, in the car alone, or with members of their own household. Children under the age of 2, due to risk of suffocation. Now, that's kind of, that's new. It's kind of nice they figured out kids might suffocate with these things. The other thing, you're not required to wear a mask when you are outdoors, walking, hiking, bicycling, or running. However, you must comply with social distancing during these activities, including maintaining at least 6 feet of distance from other people. People should have a face covering readily accessible. So there's the order. So you got to carry one in your pocket. Now, if somebody can walk, hike, bicycling, or run, how do we tell a tennis player they have to wear a mask? Seems to me they're just running around. So the board looked at it and finally took all this into account and said, yep, outdoors is okay. Indoors is not. Next page. Now, it is also strong recommendations is made that all persons who are 65 years old or older have a chronic underlying condition or have a compromised immune system self-quarantine. So although they're providing this, they're adding that little thing that says 65 and over with issues, please self-quarantine. This order shall be effective immediately, will remain into effect until June 19. Now, they've done that before. Golf Day did that. It was in effect till June 19. Then they changed it a little bit. So don't make it think that they're not going to allow any changes till June 19. But they just signed that off, I think, so that we leave them alone for a little bit. In the case of golf, same basic thing. Face coverings, it says, however, a face covering must be available, but its use is discretionary when playing golf. So I go, well, discretionary means it's not required. And so the board's going, okay, we're going to put it into one nice, neat little box. Everything outdoors, you don't have to wear the mask, but you have to have one with you. Everything indoors, you have to have a mask. Okay. And that means, yeah, like Shadows, when you go into Shadows to pick up that prime rib dinner after I get mine, you're going to get out of the car and walk across the parking lot without a mask, and then you have to put one on to go in that building. Okay? Now, bless all you nice swimmers out there. I got to tell you, obviously people want to swim. We're close to booked out next week already, and that's only been on for 2 hours. So clearly, people have always asked me, why are we doing this for one person? I said, I know swimmers. I mean, I've been in this business a long time. They're some of the most dedicated exercise people I've ever seen. So indoor pool Monday is booked. It's gone. Santa Rosa is booked almost every day next week. So we will be looking at opening up more time slots, but that's going to take us a little time. We're going to first open up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and see how it goes. Now, I'm coming up with this, the almighty warning to swimmers. Swimmers, let me tell you what's happening here. The county came out with the exception for pools for HOA on April 24th, and we went to work to see what we could do about that. That's the last piece of information we have from the county about what we're allowed to do on pools. I'm now letting you know the county has pulled down those guidelines off their website. And that concerns me. That concerns me a lot. And they have said that they're turning over a lot of this enforcement to the state and following their guidelines. We've contacted the state, and the state has no opinion about pools and said we should contact the county. The county has said we need to contact the state, and they pulled down the guidelines. I'm telling you, folks, that makes me nervous. The board is going to continue on its path. The last information we have with guidelines is how to open those pools. We are going to stay that course for the moment. I don't want everybody shocked, upset, if the state comes down with something that we have to close them. This is the one directive where we're on thin ice because I'm not sure what they're doing. County tells me to go to state. State tells me to go to county. I have a directive, but that directive is no longer on the website. So I'm letting you know. Pools, we're going to open them Monday. We're going to stay the course. But I could be back to you very shortly with something the state doesn't want done. I don't know. I don't know for sure. So I'm just making you aware. Don't shoot the messenger. We here enforce the rules. Now, some people did ask me about we should be attaching logic to all this, and we're doing the best we can. But, you know, we're not medical experts here. That's not our role. Our job is to enforce the safety of the HOA based upon what the health directive officials give us. We're following their instructions. So even though I might feel it's logical to put two people in a gym and keep away from each other, the directive's clear. I can't open it. That's what we'll follow. So until we get released, that's how we proceed. I've had some people four or five times tell me if spouses can be in the same golf cart, why can't spouses be in the same pool? And my answer is, you are right, except the county order says spouses may be in the same golf cart, and the guidelines for pool is one person at a time. There's no exception. So I can't put two people in there, even though if it's a spouse. So you got to hang in there with us. We're not making this up. We just got to do the enforcement. Now, the good news is, as everybody can hear, it's getting better. There's a bigger light at the end of this tunnel, folks. A week ago, we're wearing masks, and a couple weeks ago, we're not doing anything. So little by little, don't do gatherings, don't do parties, stay away from each other, play your games, wear masks indoors, and who knows, maybe in 3 or 4 weeks, we get a little more semblance of normal. In the meantime, be thankful for what we got here. Right now, I can go outside without a mask. That's a good thing. So, before I could wear a mask, nobody knew who I was. I had a hat, glasses, mask on. Nobody knew who I was. My wife said that was good because she didn't want to get any tomatoes. And I'm going, nah, everybody likes what we're doing right now. We're getting there. Anyway, stay safe out there, and I'll be back to you as soon as I get more information. Thank you.
Thank you, and I have a feeling soon is going to be pretty soon.
Yeah.
Till then, bye-bye.